The following podcast is brought to you by The Village Zendo. For more information, visit villagezendo.org.
It's so good to see you all. I usually do Dharma work on my iPad, which has kind of a small screen. And I can't really resist sometimes just scrolling through so that I can see all of your faces. It's such a wonderful bouquet, each flower so individual, so alive with Dharma, and yet a wonderful bouquet all together. I don't know, what would you call this? Would you say this is one? Would you say this is many? Or is it simply a feeling arising from my heart if I scroll through? We've been at session now for, I guess, a little more than a full day. Yeah. And I don't know how it's been for you, but I've noticed that the first day I felt I was juggling a lot of balls because, you know, this, not really used to this schedule, and this being an online session, my life here in Brooklyn is going on, there are things that need to be taken care of, chores that need to be done. And you know, how does this all go together? I was constantly consulting the schedule. When do I have to be here? When do I have to do this? Et cetera, et cetera. Kind of like learning how to ride a bike, you know, when you're just learning. It's like... and then suddenly, I don't know, something clicks and you're just riding. So yes, there's a lot of effort involved, but at the same time, it happens quite naturally and spontaneously, that ultimate click. We don't know where it comes from. You know, I'm sitting here, and I sit pretty much every day. I'm one of those. You know, the winter solstice arrived. No effort on my part. Just sitting on my little seiza bench, and there was the winter solstice. And then the days started getting longer. Now, what is this flow? Are they getting longer? Well, that's one way to look at it. Another way to look at it is they're in process toward getting shorter again, which will happen approximately on June 22nd. So are the days getting longer? Are they getting shorter? I don't know. It all kind of just happens. I just sit. And all the processes of life, the mighty processes of the earth and sky, you know, I saw the birds leaving at the end of fall. No particular thought on their part. The leaves came down. Now they're all over the ground in Prospect Park. Not a lot of thought in project management. And yet somehow fall dissolved into winter. Meanwhile, as Dogen Zenji might put it, spring is flowing into the present. And winter is flowing into the past. And yet conventionally we say it's winter now. So there's this kind of natural, effortless flow to things that the Chinese were very in touch with. They called it the Tao, the way. And that was how our study text begins. And just like Tokyu, I was very taken with this image of the leisurely one walking the Tao beyond philosophy, not avoiding delusion, nor seeking truth. And I was just filled with profound gratitude to be able to sit and appreciate this leisurely one. It's so effortless. It's so free. And when you appreciate it, you go, God, what are all these problems and issues and conflicts? Well, you know, I think of that question comes up for me because a lot of the time I think that I'm separate from the leisurely one. I'm not intimate enough. It's not that if I were truly intimate with the leisurely one, problems and conflicts would go away. It's just that they would not be separate from the leisurely one walking the way beyond philosophy. You know, when we sit, a lot of times we feel separate from the truth. We think of ourselves, if I sit hard enough, I'm finally going to see it. I'm going to get enlightened. I'm going to understand. Well, to understand something, you have to be separate from it. There has to be the thing you understand, and some supposed person is doing the understanding. Whereas the truth is, when we sit, we have great leisure and ability to appreciate this flow, this Tao. Instead of looking at thoughts as obstructions to the truth, we see, no, they just flow naturally out of our brains. And since we're doing Zazen, as soon as we notice them, their empty nature is revealed and they go away. They might pop up again the next second, but all of this is quite effortless. I don't know about you, but when I sit for long periods of time, I get a lot of pain in my knees. And gee, you know, there's no real effort on my part. It just happens. It's a strange, unwelcome kind of gift. And sometimes that pain flows away for unknown reasons. Sometimes it gets worse for unknown reasons. But all of it is not really up to me. It happens freely, naturally. It's the coming and going of the leisurely one. So far from being something I need to attain, this is something I just need to sit down, straighten my spine, and appreciate. Now, the trouble that we all come in with from our various vantages and points of view, this is why people get involved with religion. Religion etymologically means binding back. Tokyo got it at it yesterday when he got it, the image of the morning clothes. And that, come on, we wear mourning clothes when we've been separated from a person that we love. Well, oftentimes we feel separate from the truth. We feel separate from our own lives. We feel estranged and alienated from other people. We create or we attach to this separate self, that we need to get along in human society so we can have a driver's license and a social security card and all that good stuff. But when we attach to it, we can start believing it has some kind of enduring and persistent truth. So that there was this guy, Rio, who was born back in 1953. And then all this stuff happened to him, and now there's a bunch of other stuff happening to him. And then, in the not too distant future, things will stop happening to him. You won't have any more problems. We can see, thanks to Yongchi's kind pointing it out to us, that this is nothing but the flow of the leisurely one. I can assure you, I became a bald old man without any effort on my part at all. It just happened, like the leaves falling off the trees in the winter. But when we attach to that separate conventional self, we can become very estranged from our lives. Our lives can seem to become a series of problems that we must solve. The problem is ignorance. Ignorance of who we truly are. Sawaki Roshi had a wonderful definition of ignorance. He said, ignorance is the self obscuring the self. I love that definition. It's so economical. Another way of putting it is we put another head on top of our own. So it goes without saying, the more I stress and strain trying to be in Brooklyn, the more it's going to feel like I'm not in Brooklyn, which is where I happen to be right now. Yes, I got to get to Brooklyn. I have to sit all night so I can be in Brooklyn. The alternative is just to straighten my spine and sit and appreciate being in Brooklyn. Sometimes that feels really good, like I'm walking in the park and looking at the beautiful trees that have lost their leaves. And sometimes it feels awful, friends getting sick. The country being torn apart. But whether it feels good or bad at a particular moment, I don't have to sweat and strain in order to be in Brooklyn. I'm right here, right now. Right now, not as a little unmoving dot on a timeline, But as the flow, I was talking about that Dogen Zanji talks about the future flowing into the present, future flowing into the past flowing into the present, past flowing into the future. Just this flow. So our first, my first job really is just to realize that I'm in Brooklyn. I don't have to do anything special or be anything special. If I just drop body and mind, and when I look around the room, everything I see is Brooklyn. When I walk out in the street, every face of every passerby, masked or unmasked, is Brooklyn. When I go to the park, every leaf on the ground is nothing but Brooklyn. And on and on and on. So dropping body and mind, dropping this sense of separation is absolutely crucial. Dogen's a Dharma grandfather, Hong Chi, Dharma great-grandfather, Hong Chi, had a beautiful description of what this dropping body and mind is, although that phrase wouldn't be invented yet for another 125 years or so. He said, all dharmas are innately amazing beyond description. Perfect vision has no gap. In mountain groves, grasslands, and wood, the truth has always been exhibited. Discern and comprehend the broad, long tongue of the Buddha teaching, which cannot be muted anywhere. Cannot be muted anywhere, not even by the anguish of loss and grief, not even by pain in the body. Cannot be muted. It always is luminous. Senses and objects merge. Principle and wisdom are united. When self and other are the same, mind and dharmas are one. Very nice. Drop body and mind. Drop any sense of separation from Rio and the leisurely one walking with Tao beyond philosophy. Even my ignorance, even the self obstructing the self, is nothing but the unfolding of the Tao. No delusion, then no enlightenment. No enlightenment, then no delusion. It's very important that we lose the bitter sense of alienation and estrangement. It is so unnecessary. But then, suppose we drop body and mind. Suppose I realize that I'm Brooklyn and everything I see and meet is Brooklyn. Well, what then? It's not enough to realize oneself as the leisurely one walking the Tao beyond philosophy. And there's a koan that points us in the direction we need to go. It's a pretty simple one. from the Mumin Khan. When you meet a person of Tao on the way, greet them neither with speech nor silence. Tell me, how will you greet them? It's not enough to realize yourself as the flow of all things. You must flow with all things. It's, put it a funny way, it's not enough to go with the flow. You have to flow with go. So, when you meet a man of Tao on the way, a person of Tao on the way, who is this person of Tao? Well, it's not only what we think of as a person, although I see this person in every square on my iPad. The COVID epidemic is also a person of Tao I am meeting on the way, leisurely flowing according to causes and conditions, becoming the causes and conditions of my life. How will I respond? Normally, we try to figure out how to respond. That's fine. Of course, our brains are not separate from the Tao. We should read the CDC recommendations. We should do research and so on. That's what our founding Chinese teacher, Dongshan Liangjin, called seeing with the eyes and hearing with the ears. We do so much of that. So much of that is required in this society, dividing things into this and that. I understand this, I don't understand that. But Dongshan said, when you see with the eyes, you don't really get it. When you see with the ears, then you truly get it. I would say, when you see with the heart, you truly get it. When you see with the heart mind, then you truly get it. The heart mind that leisurely travels the way, that makes the sun rise in the east, and set in the West, all without great thought or effort, that makes my hair grow and my heart beat, all without thought and effort. How do I see with the heart mind, see with the ears and hear with the eyes? See with the totality of who I am, not just my notions of right or wrong, up or down, good or bad. It comes down to what Yong Chia is telling us, realizing that this empty, delusory body this world of changing forms is nothing but the very body of the Dharma. You either put your faith in the Dharma, you either trust the Dharma and your own heart, mind, or you don't. You try to hold on, cling to good and bad, right and wrong. I think it should be this way and not that way. Yongchi tells us that the real nature of ignorance is the Buddha nature itself. I'm always going to be in Brooklyn. But what a difference my approach can make in the world that's reflected back to me. What a difference my approach can make, whether Brooklyn seems a rich paradise to me and my heart wells with gratitude with being here, or it can look like a hell realm. Simply by the way I walk the way, simply due to my degree of faith and intimacy with the leisurely one, walking the way beyond philosophy. So all of us have a chance to be intimate with the leisurely one for the rest of the week here. Take a little time from our busy schedules. Sit and straighten our spines and accept the timeless gift of the Buddha Dharma.